This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Charles's historic district has long been a popular destination for its antiques and restaurants, but at night, Main Street transforms into more of an entertainment district, boasting 18 bars along its three blocks. Some business owners and city officials say bustling bars have brought something they don't want on Main Street: crime. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on a proposal to cut off liquor sales along the stretch at 11 p.m.
On the north end of Main Street is one of St. Charles's newest restaurant and bars, The Lost Whiskey. In the last few months, it's gotten some good press based on its Midwest and Southern fare, whiskey, and other drinks. On Saturday nights, the full-service restaurant transforms into a popular bar and dance club. The place is lit, and yet the owners of the restaurant are worried.
A lot of these businesses are going to just go vacant. There's going to be a lot of open buildings down here.
Tori Knight is the general manager and a co-owner. She says the city's proposal to ban the sale of alcohol from most Main Street bars after 11 p.m. will kill businesses, including her own.
It's going to hurt a lot of businesses down here, probably shut down a few. But it's really going to hurt us because the fact that we're brand new and we're trying to build up to what these bars have already established.
Places like The Lost Whiskey could still stay open, but they wouldn't get to sell liquor after 11 p.m. Main Street has become an entertainment district for students of the nearby Lindenwood University and those traveling to have a good time. But St. Charles Councilman Dave Beckering says it's become a public safety issue. So he sponsored the 11 p.m. liquor cutoff.
We have hundreds and hundreds of other businesses on Main Street, and they're not being very good neighbors. Urine, vomit, breaking plate glass windows, and I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
Beckering says that on busy nights, up to 2,800 people come to North Main Street on the three-block stretch. He says that with such a large population, crime has gone up. On a recent Saturday night after the bars closed, many community members say they don't see what the problem is, including Raymond and Deborah Eck, Evren Poe, and Bridget Lehman. The group says they haven't noticed any crime.
I've not had any problem ever down here.
Me neither.
Here?
No.
No.
The cops patrol very thick, whether it's on horseback or with, they'll bring the paddy wagons down here.
While St. Charles Police Chief Randall McKinley says he hasn't seen an increase in violent crime, there has been more than 180 reported misdemeanor crimes so far this year along the stretch. He says the police are working to keep the streets safe.
When my officers see this stuff, they are told zero tolerance, take action.
McKinley says that while business owners are suggesting the department put more police on patrol, he says it's not that easy.
More police present cost more money. And, we only have so many police officers, so that would force us to hire off-duty officers to come back and work off-duty, which is time and a half.
In recent weeks, business owners have offered alternatives to city officials. This past Tuesday, representatives of several bars discussed proposals to city council members, police officers, and the mayor, including upping the percentage that restaurants must earn from food sales and taxing bars more if their liquor sales exceed those food sales. Amendments to the proposal could be added today. The City Council is expected to vote Tuesday. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.